Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
The only reason they cared about cancel culture at the time when the left was, in their eyes, using cancel culture to take down people is because they didn't have the power at the time. Pillows themselves have also deformed.
How?
I don't know. I think you know, we need to invest in better pillows.
You have a heavy head. Big head.
I don't have a big head. Nah, you know I don't have a big head. Big head. Okay.
Who are you calling big head?
Calling the kettle black.
Yeah, I have a bigger head than Amir.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Cousin
Connection podcast.
I'm not going to include anything before that.
Why
I'm
not?
I'm just going to cut it to the part where it says, yeah, I have a bigger head than Amir.
That's not fair. Listen, one thing you guys need to know is that sometimes Amir bullies me in the form of editing.
I do. Yeah. I always cut out all the parts where it makes you look dumb.
That is cyberbullying in a different form.
I'm just saying, man. I have
crazy.
You know, I have control, man. You can learn how to edit and stuff.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna throw shade in the captions. Cause guess who uploads? Me.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, hey, we both have our realms right now. One just has a little bit more power than the other.
That's so mean. Just like, actually, you know what? I did kind of give you the free rein to do this, but if you guys go back to our vlogs, remember our trip in Sweden?
Yeah.
And I was in the subway and I was like, oh my God, remember your he was showing me like the edits before we posted it. And I was like, yo, my hijab is so far back. I look like Megamind. And I was like, you know what? Can you like Photoshop Megamind's face on my head? And he did. And some people saw it and they're like, Amir, that's so rude. And I was like, little do they know. Exactly. It was me.
Yeah, she's doing it to herself, guys. Okay, so anytime you see anything like that come up in the future, it was all her.
No. I am the executive producer. Amir is the main producer.
Yeah.
What are the? I don't know what the roles are.
Whose phone is that? Oh, my mama's phone.
I thought that was yours.
No,
it's not yours, right?
No, okay. That's an iPhone. I should probably turn that off. Well, I'm just gonna wait till it ends. How long is this phone call?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm
at this point. So.
Okay. So this podcast is getting a little bit more cyclical here because in like how we influence each other. Because last week we talked about Ridgeway Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week.
Was that last week?
Huh?
Was that last week? I mean, yeah, I feel like we've talked about it a lot.
No, I mean, like last week we brought it up about you taking me to Ridgeway Plaza.
Yes.
And I was like saying, oh, Ridgeway Plaza isn't really that popular anymore.
Yeah.
Then my wife listened to the podcast. And when I said, hey, we should go out somewhere, she's like, we should go to Ridgeway Plaza.
So that's now, my girl.
I went to Ridgeway Plaza. And we're talking about Ridgeway Plaza again. So
what'd you think?
It's going to keep coming up. What?
What'd you think?
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
You know, I might have been wrong. First off, I was wrong about the whole fact that Ridgeway Plaza is dead.
I told you that.
Yeah, like it was a lot more packed than I thought it would be.
Yeah, and you were there on a Friday night.
Yeah, and like, first off, let me just talk about getting to Ridgeway Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
First off, no one told me. No, it's not only getting like into it from when you're there already. No one told me that Ridgeway Plaza was literally in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the middle of a neighborhood.
No, it does not feel like. Okay, maybe it was the direction we came from,
probably,
but we came from the highway, right?
Yeah.
And we came at nighttime because we were like, you know, they come alive in the nighttime, why not go at the peak hours?
Yeah.
So as we're pulling up we were literally in the middle of farmland. Like, it was farmland on one end. I don't know if it's because it was dark, but I'm pretty sure it was farmland on one end and the other end was just like highway and houses and like some houses.
You must have come from a different direction,
maybe, because It literally felt like we were on the border between like Oakville and Mississauga. I think that is the Ridgeway Plaza at the edge of Mississauga, because there's no way at past there was definitely farmhouse. So like And I'm pretty sure that like most of Mississauga at this point is like occupied by people. I don't think there's a lot of farmland left in Mississauga. Mm. So that definitely makes me think that like that was a border. So I'm no one told me that it was that far. I didn't realize we're already in the West End, okay? We're already in the West End. I don't know how this girl does it. From our place in the West End, it still took us another 25 to 30 minutes to get there.
Yeah, but I don't go every week. Yeah. Or if I do go, it's because I'm already there. Like, I'm already in Mississauga. Yeah.
But I always thought, like, oh, you know, it's, like, maybe in the middle, like, maybe next to Square One or, like, maybe closer to, like, the highway or some way. But it's not. It's close to 403. But the 403 is, like, basically, it takes you right out to, like, Hamilton and Burlington area. So let me see. It was definitely a lot further. That's what I want to say. It's a lot further than I thought it was going to be. So that was our first, like, we thought at one point I might have put in the wrong address. What?
You know what? Okay. From here?
Yeah.
It's bad. It shows 58 kilometers.
Okay? 1 hour and 12 minutes from here.
But from my house?
It's going to say the same amount of time.
Probably.
1 hour.
61 kilometers. Minutes. Yeah.
Exactly. See, it's far.
It is pretty far. That's pretty far.
Which is why I was surprised of how many people were there, right?
Yeah, people come from all over.
Yeah. We pulled up. Yeah, and we found that out quickly. I'll get to that later. But like, so we pull up and we're like, okay, we actually got the right address or right location. Mm. And I see like the plaza. I'm like, okay, you know, this seems pretty humble. And we start seeing like a bunch of the spots. And as we get out of the car, we're walking around, we're trying to like figure out where I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's Jabal? Let's see where Jabal is. And it shows that like it's on the other side of the street. I was like, oh, is it like separated from everything else? And little did I know that like Ridgeway Plaza is not just like one section. It has like multiple sections to it.
Yes.
Like there's one corner, and then there's like the big middle area where there's a bunch of spots where like that other coffee spot is Qatari. What did you call it?
Matari.
Yeah. Matari is, and then you have to cross the street, and there's no like. First off, I don't know why they haven't built an official like crosswalk there.
Yeah.
So you're just running across the street, like dodging cars just to get there. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, there's another huge plaza full of other shops.
Yeah.
Right? And my first thought was like, there are way too many businesses here. There's no way all of them are making money.
They are.
Well, like,
that's
at
the
first,
crazy thing.
At first, I thought that, but then I was looking at like the options and they definitely had like a variety. They had something for everyone.
Yeah,
basically, right?
Yep.
There was literally a vegan cake shop, a vegan gluten-free cake shop.
Oh wow.
That specialized in just purely vegan gluten-free cake shop. And then you have you know, your Jabbas and your
coffee shops,
and you have your fried chicken, you have your Mexican, like I think it was like Mexican and something else fusion. I forget what it was, Mexican and Indian fusion or something like that.
Oh,
whatever you can think of. Korean, they have it there. Chinese, they have
Smash burgers.
Smash burgers.
They have sumac is there.
Sumac is there, yeah.
They have Somali food there now.
Exactly. So they're just whatever you want. It will be there, which makes sense why people come from all around for the most part.
Yeah.
So we are first trying to like catch our bearings, and we're like, okay, what are we going to do first? We start walking towards Jabba, and we're like, you know what? Do you want to have coffee and then eat? Or do you want to eat and then have coffee, right? So we change our mind. We pull up to, we look up the suggestions that you guys had, and GC Burger.
Mm-hmm.
GC Burger was one of them. So we made our first stop at GC Burger. And first off, every place that we've gone to or every place we went to was packed.
Yeah, I was giving you all the popular spots.
To the brim. Not every spot, but every spot we went to was completely packed, right? Which kind of made sense because they were the most known spots there, right?
Right.
But GC Burger was packed, but we were still able to make our order pretty quickly. And I was actually surprised how quickly they were getting out the orders because I don't think we waited. We waited maybe like 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes max.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue, of course, with a lot of people is that like seating is almost impossible to find.
Yeah.
But like right when we got our food, thankfully, it's almost like the seats had parted. Like we saw like a couple seats open.
Mm-hmm.
So we immediately just booked it. I didn't mention this to Hanan earlier, but like I saw another woman and her child like looking at it from across, like who were also waiting. They came after us though. They came after us, okay?
But women and children first.
They did not have their food yet. Okay. We had our food. Okay. But they were about to make their move. but there was like a little space between like these two tables. So I just like went on my side and just like scooted in.
Oh my God.
And then I quickly put our bag on top of it just to like, you know, claim it. And you know what? There's still, there's three tables. Okay. Those people are taking up three tables. It's like four people. Okay. Why are you taking up three tables? I'm just saying. But yeah, there's three tables. So there's still enough room for other people. I thought she was going to get it. I think she kind of gave up. And then another whole family came up and pulled up.
Oh, no.
But we sat down and I wasn't expecting, because I didn't really do my research on GC Burger. I just took your suggestion. And I didn't know that their thing is that they like flip the bread upside down.
Yeah.
So like when I opened it up, at first we thought it was like a special type of bread. Like maybe they put cheese on it or whatever. But it's literally just a bread flipped inside itself.
Because they butter it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was interesting, and well, I feel like
what's your review on the burger?
Oh yeah, we sat down, we ate the burger. Burger was fire. Burger was good.
Did you hear that, GC Burger haters? Everyone that says that Smash Burgers is better, GC for the win.
Oh, this is a place called Smash Burgers.
There's a place called Smash. Oh,
okay.
Burger,
when you're saying Smash Burgers, I thought you meant like just Smash Burgers.
No, it's called Smash Burger. Okay.
But yeah, GC Burger is definitely verified. It's good. Go out and try it if you haven't already. But yeah, it was good. We sat down for a bit. We caught our, you know, rested our feet because we knew we were gonna be walking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another thing I was going to mention, which is like the one thing that you kind of have to be when you have a shop in Ridgeway Plaza is unique, right? Like each place, I feel like you will not survive if you're competing with another place that sells the same stuff as you.
Yeah,
And I noticed that because as we were walking by the shops, like every shop seemed to have its own thing. Mm. Like GC Burger is a burger spot, but their thing is that like, oh, they butter the buns and they like flip them in on themselves or whatever. At least there's something unique about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like next to that shop was like a soul food shop.
Yeah.
And next to that one was Sumac, of course. Sumac, everyone knows about Sumac. And just every shop has its thing. And I was like, okay, maybe this is how they all survive. Because I couldn't see that beforehand. I was like, there's no way there's this many places and all of them are surviving. And of course, there's probably some that are not. Right. And then, of course, you have outside of food, you have your hijab shops and your Muslim shops and stuff that we also went into as we were kind of like trying to walk off the food and get that.
They were still open at that time?
Yeah, a couple of them were still open. Yeah. Wow. Finally, some of them stayed open till like 11 p.m. or something like that.
I know the restaurants are like open late,
but
I didn't think that the clothing shops were.
Yeah, like
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team. With room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
When we were there, they were open. We stayed there until like, we got there maybe right after Maghrib or a little bit after Maghrib, maybe like 8:30,
right?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. And we were there till about 10:30.
Wow. Yeah.
We were there for a while. You guys had fun.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing about Ridgeway Plaza and something also about like just Toronto in general is that like it's a big city. GTA is big.
Yeah.
But you always seem to like run into someone that you know, no matter where you go. You can't hide. You can't find a nice corner where you're like, you're not going to see what someone's going to recognize you. Right. But what happened when we were walking around, we were just walking from one end of the plaza to the other in a random parking lot. Like, I just happened to choose this direction. And as we're walking between the cars, I hear someone go like, Hanan, right? Which is my wife's name. And it just happened to be some dude she knew, not from Toronto.
I know.
This dude's from college days, which is like 10, 15 years ago. Just randomly happened to see her.
Crazy.
In the middle of a parking lot. And like the fact that happened, at first, in my mind, I wasn't even surprised, because I feel like that happens all the time for whenever you're least expecting it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that like the reason he even recognized us at first is because he first saw me. And then as we were talking, I didn't put it together yet because he mentioned it for a second. But after I was like, oh, how do you know? He's like, you saw me from Aisha's video. Right? He's like, no, I watched the podcast. What are you talking about?
So that's my first instinct too.
Yeah.
When people recognize me, I'm like, oh, you probably saw me from Aisha's videos,
exactly.
Right? And they're like, no, I watched the podcast.
Exactly. So I was not expecting that at all. The fact that he was a podcast watcher, mm-hmm. and just also happened to know Hanan as well.
That's crazy.
Right? And it did help that like his wife also was a big Aisha fan. So, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's a 1 degree. There's always like a 1 degree of separation within our community somehow.
Yeah.
He was Somali, but when I say community, I mean like the Muslim community.
Okay. See, like when you narrow it down, East Africans, I feel like
we
all kind of know of each other-ish, mm-hmm. sort of, kind of.
If you don't know about them, you know someone who knows about them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Especially in Toronto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not even from here, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Like, he doesn't live here either.
I guess, yeah.
Crazy coincidence. That's crazy.
But yeah, just the coincidence of that. And like, you always think about it, like, it's like your mind goes to like the butterfly effect. It's like every decision you made to get to this one point where they just happen to see you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you happen to go to the washroom for a little bit longer, if you happen to take that different corner, whatever, you would never have crossed paths. And like, you just happen to meet someone you haven't met in like 15 years. That always blows my mind. Right.
That's like, I don't think you remember this story. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I came to my mind now is because I was looking for a screenshot of something that I took a while ago. Mm-hmm. And I came across this screenshot of a DM that someone sent me while I was doing Umrah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a listener of the podcast, and she was also doing Umrah with her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And right when they were about to start their tawaf, she like looks up and then sees me and my parents.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was reading her message, and she's like, I really wanted to come and say hi to you, mm-hmm. but like, she's like, I didn't want to mess with the flow. So
yeah.
She's like, I'd rather just send you a DM and like wish you well. Yeah. And it was such a kind message, but I was like, what are mm-hmm. the chances? Like that, like in that place, like in Mecca at the Kaaba, like I would have mm-hmm. never expected to run into a listener
mm-hmm.
of all things.
Yeah.
Of
even,
all people.
Like
I mean.
It's crazy. Even at you, like, I wouldn't say our numbers are small, but like relative to everything else.
Yeah.
It's still like, you know, out of the whole world, maybe 10, 20,000 people max that either had like crossed paths with your podcast or mm-hmm. seen it in some capacity.
Right.
And like out of those 10 to 20,000 people versus like the billions of people and the millions of different spots that you can find yourself in.
Right.
You still happen to cross paths, you know.
Right.
Look at God, man. But yeah, so after we crossed paths, you know, we took pictures, we, you know, she caught up, I guess, right? We just talked there for a bit. We started mm-hmm. making our way towards Jabal. And
oh, you want to try again?
Yeah, we tried. Or no, we didn't go to Jabal yet. Sorry, I don't know if I mentioned that yet. Maybe I already spoiled it, but we went to Jabal next. We were like halfway there and turned around, but we actually went to it this time. And yeah, once we saw the door, like people were waiting at the door. Like this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was to the point where, like, if we were to try and get in line, we'd have to stand right outside the door. So, and I looked at the wait time, and it said, like, people typically wait or spend 1.5 hours in here at this time. So I was not willing to wait even an hour for a coffee.
Well, no, I think it's the hour is like if you were to sit down mm-hmm. and all that. Because the Jabal also has those famous like cakes that look like a fruit. And it's fruit flavored, but it's a cake. You know those ones?
There are actually a lot of spots that had that I saw.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there are a few other, a couple of the spots that I saw that had them in the like display.
Mm.
I don't know if they're making them themselves or now at this point there's just resellers. Or people
I've never tried them, so I don't know. But
yeah.
I noticed that the last time I went, and honestly,
yeah,
I'm not a Jabal hater. Maybe I need to give it another chance.
She's a Jabal
hater. When I went that one time,
yeah,
I spent way too much on this iced coffee that I got. I spent $13, mm-hmm. and I was like flabbergasted. Because how
honestly
are you telling me that I spent the same amount on one singular coffee mm-hmm. that I would spend actually
like four.
On like four, yeah, other mm-hmm. places. So I was like, this is insane. I'm never coming back here again. No,
that's another big thing about Ridgeway Plaza. Like, there's like a Ridgeway inflation
tax or something like that. 100%.
Because that price did not change when you went to Matari. Right? Is it Matari?
Yeah. So Matari, I do like their coffees mm-hmm. better. And like the last, there was like a time that I went where they were doing like buy one, get one free or mm-hmm. half off or something. Their prices are a teeny bit better.
Yeah.
But it's still pricey, right?
But I didn't see Jabai ones, but it was bad. And yeah, so we turned around and we started making our way towards another, the Matari spot. But then, you know, we already passed a couple like Muslim shops. So we stepped in there and we kind of, at this point, we're just trying to kill time, you know, see what they had to offer in the place. Mm-hmm. And we passed by this place called the Dough Factory. Mm-hmm. I think it's called the Dough Factory. Let's say it's the Dough Factory. But I just saw everybody going crazy for this like one thing. Like, it looked like the least like, for me, it looked appetizing, but it didn't look like they displayed it in a way to make it look appetizing mm-hmm. because maybe the product was just that popular, but it was literally just a giant bowl full of chocolate ganache and like cut up pieces of chocolate cake, and they were just like taking like a chidfa. I mean, what do you call that?
A scooper? A serving spoon?
Yeah, a serving spoon. They're taking a serving spoon and like pouring it into these like large cups, basically, and people were just like going ham for it. So they had other things, and I was going to get another thing because at first I was like, yeah, maybe I don't want that yet. I don't know if it even is any good. But when I asked the dude at the front, I was like, what's the most popular thing? He's like, that. I was like, okay, you know mm-hmm. what? Went in Rome. So mm-hmm. I ordered it. First off, speaking about inflation, that one bowl, like this one, it's like the size of like.
Like the Menchie's cups for frozen yogurt?
No, smaller? A little bit larger than that. A little bit larger than a Menchie's cup.
Okay.
Was $14.
For a cut up cake and yeah. ganache that you could literally make and buy yourself?
I know. It's crazy. I'm telling you, man, that Ridgeway tax, it's crazy. But, you know, I don't know if I would say it was fully worth it, but it was worth it for the most part because it was a really good cake. It was really good. I don't even know what you call it, a cake. It was a cake, but it was mixed with ganache. So whatever you would call that, it was good.
Was it overly sweet?
It was sweet. Okay. But I liked it.
And it's chocolate. So your favorite.
Yeah, exactly. It was chocolate. Like, getcha. You know, I'm kind of biased here, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
But that was probably like the highlight.
That was the highlight?
And no. Okay. We did. After that, we did go to Matari and I got a iced mocha latte. Oh. And that was actually really good too. A lot of chocolate involved.
You know where you need to go to next? Where? We can go to this together if you guys want. Mm-hmm. Gamaria.
I've heard about that one too. Yeah,
they have them in the States. We have one now. Mm-hmm. Well, still in Mississauga, but not in Ridgeway.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more tamed. Mm-hmm. But I've only ever been there on the weeknights, not the weekends. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Okay.
If you're a Mississauga native listening to this,
wait. Do they have like similar tax, or are they that expensive? Are we talking like $15 for the latte?
No. Okay. It's not that much. And it's Yemeni coffee, like authentic. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Okay. One thing to kind of give Matari mm-hmm. and maybe even Jabal, maybe they have the same size. Like when I got the iced latte, it was a big drink.
Yeah, it is
big. It's not like some place where you order like a $6-7 latte and it's in a cup, like a small little hand cup that you can finish in like 2 seconds. It was a large size. They give you a lot. Mm. So at least that was one of the positives to that.
Fair.
But yeah, we had our coffee and at that point we just call it a night. We're like, you know what? I think we've had enough of Ridgeway.
Yeah.
It started to die down a little bit at that point. Jabba definitely didn't. We looked at the line one more time. I think we looked at the line one more time, or I can't remember if. Oh yeah, when we were leaving the donut factory or whatever, the dough factory, we could see it was even more busy. Mm-hmm. So we just dipped out of there and, you know, we might be making our way back. And now you mentioned it, that there's other spots we have to check out. Oh, I guess that's not part of Ridgeway, but still.
Yeah, but even within Ridgeway, mm-hmm. like, what else did I try that was there? Mm-hmm. There was this one place that had this like Yemeni style like street fries. mm-hmm. that had these like sauce. Like it was really good.
There's a potato spot I've heard about too.
Potato bar?
Yeah, potato bar.
We have that in Scarborough.
Do we?
Yeah, Warden and Lawrence. They opened one up like the same plaza with it, like the Scarborough.
Oh, yeah, originally. Yeah, I did see that. I did see that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. The only like if I give a review on Ridgeway Plaza, I would just say that I wish there was like more emphasis on the pedestrian traffic than the vehicle traffic. Because like I feel like you're going to be naturally walking around there and there's a lot of like opportunity for people to get hit and like there's a lot of danger, especially when I mentioned like crossing over to the other plaza. Like there's no crosswalk, nothing, no like thought towards the people who are trying to get across to the other side.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's definitely should be emphasized on. Maybe there's a lot of room around the place. Maybe they can make it like a park in the middle and get the parking to be on the outside rim of the plaza. And they could do so much more with it. They can make it an event space. I feel like they could really develop this whole plaza area into a very pedestrian friendly and like multi useful area. Does that make sense? So where like instead of just having food there, like you can have events, you can have a park, you can have like not only food places, what do you call those, like entertainment places?
Well, they have like the I don't know if you saw it, but there's like a masjid across the street that has like a giant parking lot where they had like some kind of festival there maybe like a month or two ago.
Yeah,
I don't know what the festival was called, but I saw like they had like cool things for kids. And it's literally across the street.
Okay. If they could move some of that into the middle and get rid of all, I know it sounds controversial, but get rid of all the parking there, put it on the outside rim of the plaza and then go from there. That could work. Oh, okay, guys, I'm back. Got a random call there. Just had to answer real quick. But yeah, so I gave my review of Ridgeway Plaza, thought what they could do to improve it. Inshallah, you know, if they're listening.
The developers. That's crazy.
Oh my god.
You never know though.
If they do make changes, it's all me. But yeah, that was just a recap of yesterday basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also on like Monday I lost the ability to walk for a few days, but that was a whole thing.
Are you okay?
I'm good now.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
have a little bit of a limp. Let's not get into that. It's okay. What are we talking about next, Sada?
I'm trying to decipher Amir's hieroglyphics on the whiteboard that we have here. Oh, Charlie Kirk updates.
Yeah.
Okay. So actually, I have to. Okay. The only update that I know, and you've probably seen. Have you seen the AI video that the government of Is Not Real made?
No. What?
You haven't seen it where they tried to promote like their POVs?
That's not one of the updates, I don't think. Is that one of the updates?
Maybe that was just...
I feel like that's like on the fringe. Like the main updates is that like they caught the dude and then it literally turned into a week of everyone trying to say that he was either of the far... He was either of the left or the right. And like everybody is gaslighting each other.
He hasn't mainly officially the people testified on the right. Though, right?
What? He hasn't said a word yet.
Yeah.
Like he did show up for a hearing, but he never said anything there. And I don't know if that's intentional, like they're intentionally not letting him say things. There's a lot of information that came out where like they were saying that he had a trans partner. And then once that came out, immediately the right was like, oh, his trans partner? Definitely on the left. It's like, just because someone has a trans partner doesn't mean that they're immediately from the left, right?
Right.
Well. What? Oh, maybe. No. Definitely not. Hey, what's his name still exists?
Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Let's get it right. Let's not get
Caitlyn Jenner. So I'm just saying it can still happen.
She's an anomaly.
What do you mean?
Bruce Jenner.
There's a lot of people, Caitlyn Jenner. Especially if there's money to be made in it. Like everyone will sell out. Like you've seen the Black people, man. Black conservatives. They sell out their own people for the money and the fame and the clout, basically, right?
It's never worth
it. Yeah, so that was coming. And then the text came out. Basically, like the left was saying that this sounds like it was made by AI because the way the texts were like written, it was almost like how... It was almost like gold for the FBI and in how it implicates him for this whole crime and like how they it basically like makes their job a lot easier.
Like it was too perfect.
It was too perfect, right? At least that's what the left was saying. And then the right was saying, this is like, you know, he's dead to rights, basically. This is basically all the information they need to basically to book him and give him the death sentence, which is what they're going for.
Yeah.
And normally when it comes to cases like this, like the death sentence is, they say is, I was listening to a podcast right before this, so they say is like usually in the cases like this, it's only for people who are unalive, like political,
but he's
people in politics.
He's not,
but he's not a politician. So it is very motivated just due to the fact, like the notoriety of who he was, who Charlie Kirk was. So that's another update there. And yeah, they've just been going back and forth the whole week, and I don't know what this can really like spur off or what it can turn into. I feel like initially people were saying this is the start of some type of like civil war between the right and the left. But what is that, the AI video?
Yeah, click it so you can watch it. Crazy.
Is this actually made by the government?
Maybe not the who made it? He said the government did.
And that's a big thing. Okay, that's a big thing. That
that's crazy. This comment. Why they edit him in heaven like he's not looking up at us right now.
We're not laughing because we think he's not there, guys. Okay, government, please, no. But yeah.
The conspiracy is that...
Huh?
Have you seen the conspiracy videos?
What? Which one? There's like a million conspiracies. I know. Right now. That's what I'm saying. Like this past week, there's been so many different... like narratives and and conspiracies coming out. I can't talk anymore.
No, go. I don't know if we could say it on here without getting demonetized.
Oh, that is not real, is involved. Yeah, that's a big conspiracy that's been coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so confusing. You don't know what's going to be happening. I feel like right now what it's kind of turned into is that now the right is like okay with not having complete free speech. At least that's what I've kind of taken away from. That's what it's turned into at the end. Like now that the dust is kind of settling on it, this is what they're pushing for now. Now they're saying that there's a difference between free speech and hate speech.
Now they see that?
Yeah.
But only when it benefits.
Which is ironic. Yeah. Which goes into like the next story that I was going to mention, which is Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah,
because recently Jimmy Kimmel's show was actually indefinitely canceled.
Suspended. Yeah.
And everyone is pointing to the fact that this is because of a comment he made on his last show where he wasn't even saying anything about Charlie Kirk specifically. He was just saying, he was calling out how like the right was using his unaliving to further the narrative that like the left is dangerous, and they're also trying to say that like he's definitely not MAGA. Like they're coming out with as much information as they can, or whether it be real or fake, to say that this guy is definitely not MAGA. He's definitely from the left. That's all that he was calling him out for. And
you're talking about the one who unalived him.
Yeah, about the guy who unalived him. And because of that comment that he made in his, even though right after he said that, he played a video where these reporters were speaking to the orange man, and they asked him because apparently he was a good friend. Charlie Kirk was a good friend of his. They asked him like, okay, you know, how do you feel about this? You know, you're going through this. This was someone who was your friend. How do you feel about this? Like, how are you dealing with it? And he's like, oh yeah, good. And by the way, my construction guys, you know, can you see they started building, you know, this ballroom over here. He did not care. He did not. The fact that that's not the main focus of the story, and that his comments, Jimmy Kimmel's comments, is what everybody's focusing on, shows you that we're in some type of like weird, like upside down world.
Yeah.
Right. And unfortunately, like because of that comment, his show was canceled. And they're trying to say, oh, it was a decision made by, you know,
the network,
right? Yeah. Or the people who broadcast the channel. But you could see that from previous tweets that the Orange Man made, or a true social post that he's made, because he doesn't tweet anymore, that Jimmy Kimmel was on his list of the next guys to be taken down. Really? And he mentioned him like first. He first, when what's his name went down, when Stephen Colbert went out, the next person he mentioned that he was going to take down was Jimmy Kimmel.
Like, and he doesn't like get him canceled?
Yeah. And his show, Jimmy Kimmel's show, was canceled like a few hours after the FCC, the person who runs the FCC, was talking about how they're going to be cracking down on companies who say things that they deem to be inappropriate. Basically, if you criticize the Orange Man, they're going to take you down.
Crazy.
Yeah, and they're trying to say it's just a coincidence, but everyone kind of, no one's dumb here. Like, no one's born yesterday, right? So I was born today. It's a joke.
I know. Okay.
But yeah. I know. So
it's giving censorship.
Yeah, it's giving censorship, and it shows you that, like, when it came to this idea of cancel culture, the right didn't care that about cancel culture, at least. The only reason they cared about cancel culture at the time when the left was, in their eyes, using cancel culture to take down people is because they didn't have the power at the time. That's the only reason they said they didn't like cancel culture, because they didn't have the power to do it themselves yet.
Right.
Right? But now that they have the power, they're not only, like, before there was a cancel culture in that, when I say cancel culture, it didn't really involve the government. It was just the people online, right?
Yeah.
And it was up to the companies themselves to make decision of whether or not they want to continue working with this person that did it. Whether it be like, who are people that were attacked by it? The main one I can think about is like Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart was hit by it a couple times.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. Even Will Smith, I don't even know if he actually did something though, that, right? So that's why.
You're talking about the slap?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So he actually did something, so that was kind of warranted in a way. But someone like Kevin Hart, who is considered someone on the left, like, or not left, I think he's more like centrist, but still, he was someone who was canceled, but like, it wasn't like the government came out and said, okay, he's not allowed to be making movies anymore, right? But now that they have the power, they're going further in that they're involving the government, and it's no longer cancel culture. At this point, it's basically just censorship, like government censorship, and the destroying of free speech, or the not destroying, but the they're taking apart free speech.
Yeah, like it. And I was talking to a colleague of mine about this at work this week, about whether we actually have free speech or not, and we both agreed that, like,
are you talking about in Canada?
In Canada and in America, because I feel like whatever happens in the States kind of automatically becomes reflective here too. Mm-hmm. But like, technically, yeah, you can say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Where it becomes illegal or action gets taken behind it is if there's a threatening nature to it.
Yeah.
So if you're implying that because you hate a certain group that you're going to invoke violence on them, for example, that's threatening. Mm-hmm. There's threatening nature behind it. But if you simply say, like, I don't know,
I hate black people.
But the thing is like that's, you could hate them, but how far is your hatred going?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
If they said, unalive all black people, then that would be some, there'd be some repercussion there for it. Some legal
is
repercussion,
there?
I believe. I believe
in
so.
In America?
Yeah. Is there not? I know in Canada, you definitely wouldn't be able to get away with that.
Well, actually, I saw a video of a student getting literally body slammed to the ground by a security guard at TMU. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that video? I think that was because she was calling out the president for their complicity in, like, funding
the gen.
The gen. Yeah. In Philistine.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't think, like, I was thinking about it too. I was like, maybe we shouldn't censor too much, because, like, it kind of ruins the flow, because you're always in your back of your mind thinking about, like, okay, how can I say this in a way that isn't going to get flagged in some way? But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm kind of, like, done caring about that. It's whatever, okay?
It is what it is.
We're here for you. The people who are loyal listeners and stuff, maybe we should just stop. There are certain words I just don't want to say, like, is not real. I'm just going to voice that, because I don't like even saying that. It just feels icky in my mouth. Mm. But other things, even that T word, Trump.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
That sounded like a horn.
That one's, no. Okay, that word is more like self-protection, because I just don't want to get blocked from going across the border, because, you know,
you and I
have
both,
some self-interest
brother.
There.
Exactly.
Yeah.
watch them try to pull up, is this you? At the border next time. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, but what were we talking about originally?
No, we were saying how, we were talking about, like, do we actually have free speech and, like, what, mm-hmm. when does it become illegal? And it's, like, honestly, the way that things are going in the States specifically, I don't know if, like, I feel like we're just going to follow suit. But
well, in Canada, it's already like that, right?
Yeah, we have strong censorship. Mm-hmm. Like, we know that.
Yeah.
But I think that it's moving towards, like, less of a democracy. Like, mm-hmm. less of a democracy.
Well, we'll see how far that goes in the next midterm elections. It's getting more authoritarian. Well, it's already has, I believe it's already reached that level in my eyes.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, just from seeing. Like, it's only going to get worse. I think I was watching a video earlier where they were talking to, there's a guy who watched Philip DeFranco, mentioned him on the podcast a few times before.
Faith.
Yeah. But he interviewed someone who's like an expert in authoritarianism and like the history. I don't know if it's specifically authoritarianism. I can't even say that word. But he does just say he was a historian. And yeah, he said that it's going to get worse before it gets better. Like, he asked him, how does it look in three, five, or 10 years, right?
Is this just like an educated guess that he's making?
He's going off because he said, like, everything's cyclical. Like, these are things that have happened in the past. It may seem like it's really bad now, but it has happened in the past. Like, these, whether it be the Red Scare he mentioned, which is when everybody is being considered a communist back in the day.
Oh.
Right? When that was happening, it was very similar sentiments towards, like, everyone at that point between people. So he was saying that, like, yeah, the answer to that question is different for all those years. So the 3 to 5 to 10 years, he's like, in the 3 years, it's probably going to get worse in the next 3 years when it comes to what's going on in that country. And then in the 5 years, it's going to kind of like stagnate and maybe you'll see some some positive change. But in 10 years, it's almost going to be like night and day.
Mm.
Because, you know, everything kind of works, at least society, I feel like, works on a pendulum.
Yeah,
things like swing, like before maybe 2 or 3 years ago, things had swung very, very far to the left where you're like seeing some crazy stuff on the left side. And then now it's swung almost completely 180 to the other side.
Yeah.
On the right side. Right. So it's going to continue swinging. It almost never gets to more like a center point. Yeah. It always just swings. Right.
Yeah.
You get to that nice place when it's near the center and then things start to move in the other direction eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just like someone can study. There are people who studied that, right? I feel like it's some type of like human nature, like something about how we always need to have some type of opposition to feel like we're making some type of change. I don't know what how society works and like how they think, because it's not only a single individual, right? It's like a group mind kind of thing. I don't know. It's interesting. I want to see who's broken that down or if someone's already broken that down.
That would be an interesting,
because it
would
give you an idea of what's to come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, though, that like Jimmy Kimmel is actually going to be canceled or suspended indefinitely? Or do you think this is maybe like could be some sort of like, not necessarily a publicity stunt, mm-hmm. but it could be a way if the right can spin this somehow in their favor,
mm-hmm.
and use this as a way to garner more, I guess, acceptance from mm-hmm. general America or middle America or whatever. Do you feel like it's going to come back? Like, he's going to be allowed to come back?
It's up to him, I think, because I feel like even if he did have the chance to come back.
Yeah.
I don't know who him as a person,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like if he did get the chance, like there are things that they're asking of him. They're saying like if he ever
wants
the chance to come back,
he has
to apologize and he has to like give funds towards Charlie Crist's
family. I saw. I was like, get out of here.
Yeah. So if he's someone who has a lot of pride and like, you know, and dignity.
Yeah.
Because like I feel like they're kind of just, it's like a humiliation ritual or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So if he has that, then I don't see him coming back until there's a whole new government in place at that point, right? And even then, he might feel burned by the companies that just gave up on him immediately and just threw him to the wolves. So he might not want to come back for that. Because these guys, they've made a lot of money. At this point, they might be just doing it for the fun. I'm sure he's already set up where he doesn't have to work another day in his life.
But Amir.
So, what?
You know, I quote this almost every other podcast.
I
won't say that exact quote. Yeah. When you have a lot of money, mm-hmm. you don't just stop there. You always want more.
No, but there are other ways for them to make money. He can literally start his own show online now.
Yeah, I was thinking like he could go independent.
He can move to the online space. And honestly, with the online space, like there's not as much overhead. He can make almost just as much. I'm sure there's a lot of sponsors who are still willing to sponsor him. So he'll be okay. Mm. The fact him going back to TV as Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Kimmel Live Show, whatever, I feel like that one's still like in the bounce. I don't know. It could be like, it's like a 50-50 right now.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
But yeah, so everyone thinks that they have like these morals where like things that they stand for, whether it be back in the day when the right used to stand against cancel culture, right?
Yeah.
But it really shows that when the shoe's on the other foot, like they're just as bad.
Of course.
Right? So they really didn't have any, they really stand for it to begin with. They're just annoyed that they didn't have the power to do it themselves yet.
Yeah, they're always going to look out for their best interests.
Yeah, it really just shows a lot of people for how two-faced they really are. And you guys didn't really stand on anything. Oh, yeah, so next. This is something I don't know if you heard about yet.
I did.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone knows about an artist named David.
You'll know him on TikTok.
Yeah, if you've been on TikTok, you've heard him, right?
What's the song? The song he's famous for? Is it the one that says, "I don't care how long it takes. When I got a smile on my face."
That one, yeah.
That's all I know.
But David, aka D4VD, I don't know what other names he goes by, but it was found, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
his vehicle, his Tesla was found like an impound lot. It was completely reeking of like some weird odor. So they opened it up. Yeah, they opened it up and they found a decomposed body inside there.
Corpse.
And when the news initially came out, because I've been seeing this like every day, the updates.
Yeah.
When the news officially came out, everybody's like, oh, he's good, man. It's an impound lot. Like, there are reports that his car was stolen. Someone randomly said that, like, his car was stolen and I guess they used it for some type of unaliving and this is where they dumped it, and it was, they picked it up off the streets and put it here, right? So he was fully just cleared of it initially by the internet, and his alibi at that point was that he didn't come out and say anything. The people who were giving him an alibi were saying he's on tour right now. He couldn't have done it.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then after it came out who the person was, and it turned out to be this 15-year-old girl named Celeste who was
reported as missing
the year before.
Oh, she's been missing for a year.
Yeah, she's been missing for a year, right?
Okay.
And then people were like, Celeste, why does that sound so familiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they started going back through David's like previous posts and other live streams he's done and everything. And they're like, who's that girl that's always with him? And they were like comparing the photos, and they found out allegedly that this is like the same person that was in his videos and stuff.
Was this before she was missing?
Before she was missing.
Okay.
No, sorry. While she was missing.
Didn't anyone recognize her?
No.
Her family didn't
realize? She was recognized. And initially when she went missing, because she actually had run away from home. And when she ran away from home, some reporters went after the fact after they found her unalived in the vehicle. They went to her mom. And they were talking about, okay, when she went missing, what happened? She's like, yeah, they brought her back. And she went to school one day and then never came back home. She ran away again. And they were like, oh, was she with anybody? And she's like, yeah, she had a boyfriend. I think his name was David.
Oh, they were dating?
Yeah, but mind you, this girl is, at that point, 13 or 14. And I think David is like maybe in the timeline, like 19 or 20. Yeah. So even if he wasn't the person who unalived her, it's already like a weird pedo case.
Statutory gripe.
Yeah. Like, okay. If he did anything, well, most likely, but still. Yeah. Yes. So that was like a big revelation where even if he wasn't involved with the unaliving of her, like he was definitely with, were hanging out with an underage girl. And then all the videos with them together made it seem like they were in a relationship. And the fact that his mom said that she had a boyfriend named David, her mom said that she had a boyfriend named David, that made it look even worse. And at this point, he's still like super quiet on everything. He hasn't mentioned anything. And as more information is coming out, they find out that like he has songs that he's made in the past where either the girl that's playing his love interest in these videos looks a lot like Celeste, and he actually made a song called Celeste. Mind you, this girl is still underage again as this is all happening. And I think a few days later, they found out that like they're raiding his home.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And he's still on tour this whole time. And it was only like a couple days ago where he finally like canceled the rest of his shows or whatever. I think he was touring with someone else. He canceled those and he started working with the police. They said that there's no suspect yet, but he is cooperative with the police.
He also has a matching tattoo with her, just saying.
That's another big thing. He does have a matching tattoo with her.
Mm-mm.
Which is still weird because she's like 14, 15, and he's a 20-year-old dude at this point. Right? When she was found unalive, the thing is, she was found unalive, like they said, around her birthday.
Oh, no.
Which happens to be September 7th. And then people, when they found out her birthday was September 7th, they're like, that sounds oddly familiar. And they go back into like David's posting, his past of posting music videos. And a lot of his music and videos, both his music and his videos, came out on her birthday. And he had like songs that seemed like they were dedicated to her. So it's a crazy case. And now basically everyone has turned on him. And
yeah.
Said that he definitely, like, if he didn't do it himself, he's definitely like involved in some way. So
he better get a good ass lawyer, because that is
for real.
I don't know, all roads are pointing to him.
But it's
crazy.
And it's crazy because like everybody who knows him and everybody who's hang out with him, because he was actually interacting with a lot of streamers that are big these days, like whether it be Kai Cenat, this other dude called like Jason Aween or whatever, that he made a song with on live stream, and it actually became a very popular song to the point where like the streamer was supposed to perform with him in like a few days from now. That's definitely canceled.
Yeah.
But like he was known by everyone to be a nice dude. People were going through the past videos, like he has like music teachers who were saying that he was a super nice guy, like did not give like Unaliver vibes. And it shows you that like no matter who you're dealing with, like even if they're the nicest person you know, they could have some weird past or some like sick twisted thoughts that you just are unaware of.
But
does
also
that make you think, man?
But also, like, although there are a lot of coincidences, we really, there's no proof.
Yeah,
that
that's
he
what
did
I'm saying.
It.
This is all alleged.
Yeah.
I mentioned that earlier, I believe. This is alleged.
You did now.
Okay. All this information is alleged.
Yeah.
He technically has not been arrested yet.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going to be interesting, because you always hear about that, though. To go back to, like, you know how I said that he's working with the police, but he hasn't been arrested and they found no suspect? Because I've watched crime dramas before, right?
Mm.
And a lot of times that will be a tactic of the police to like not even like hint towards being, oh yeah, we totally think you're a suspect, to the person that they actually think is a suspect, because they know that as long as they have that person working with them and don't make them think that they actually think that they're a suspect, they're going to give them as much information as they can without, of course, implicating themselves, right? But still, it's going to be some information that can help them later on, whether it be to further incriminate him or to find more evidence to incriminate him. Right?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what's kind of happening right now.
You don't think he knows that, though?
What?
You don't think he realizes that?
I don't think that's... Maybe... I don't know, because I'm not in his head right now. But
yeah,
when you're in a situation like that where you have known, allegedly in your head, you think you've... or you know you've unalived someone, you're gonna be like, let me try and seem as innocent as possible. I don't know, maybe he hasn't watched as many crime dramas, right?
Yeah,
and
he's
also,
only, he's only 20,
police
right?
Can be very, very convincing. What?
He's only 20, right?
He's only 20 years old, yeah.
Oh my God, he's
yeah,
so
exactly,
so
he's young too.
Crazy.
Dude was born in 2005,
crazy.
Okay?
It's crazy.
It's a very interesting case, and like there's more information coming out every single day. People
yeah.
are putting together... Like, he has posted in the past where he said he loves gore. And, like, he used to watch a lot of gore videos to desensitize himself.
What?
Yeah. And
why he exposing himself like that?
Because I don't know if he's 20. He's young. He doesn't... I don't know if he was thinking it would go this far.
in the age of like social media, mm-hmm. a little just randomly, this came into my head, mm-hmm. a word of advice. Not every thought you have needs to be posted online for the mm-hmm. world to see.
Unless you plan on unaliving someone, then post
everything. No.
And then post everything you think of.
Oh my God. We're not encouraging that, by the way.
No. I'm saying like so we can catch them easier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's crazy to think that like, hey, you know what? Maybe it shouldn't be as surprising because we've heard of cases like Jeffrey Dahmer. Mm. Where he was known to be a super like... Wait, which one is Jeffrey Dahmer? There was a one that... dude from High School Musical played him. What was his name?
Oh, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron played him. I think that was Jeffrey Dahmer, right?
No, that was...
There was another serial killer out there.
Ted Bundy.
Was it Ted Bundy?
Yeah, that's who
Zac Okay, played. Yeah. So he played Ted Bundy, right? And the thing about Ted Bundy is that he was known to be like super social, very extroverted.
Yeah.
Right? Like everyone liked him. He didn't seem weird in their eyes, yet he was like a very notorious... serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just crazy to think that like, you know, you could be looking at someone's eyes, they seem totally fine, and they turn out to be like unaliving their girlfriends. And another theory is that like she, because she was underage, like they were, you know, together and they were doing things together, that she actually became pregnant, and that his career was taking off, right? And he didn't want that to affect his career, so he did that to like basically not let it get out. Or like she was blackmailing him, saying like, oh, if you don't stay with me or whatever, if you don't take care of this kid, we're done, I'm gonna expose you, whatever. And that was his response. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting seeing what happens in the next few weeks with the story, because new information is coming out every day. I feel like by next episode he's definitely gonna get arrested. At least that's my theory.
We'll see, we'll report back.
Yeah, we'll report back. But it's just crazy, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to comment commentary because we haven't really reacted to comments in a while.
Yeah,
because we've been big yappers in the last few episodes. Okay,
but let me pull it up.
Exactly. First, before we actually react to any comments, I want to shout out. I'm gonna just do a list of all the shout outs for everybody who commented a pancake.
The stack.
Yeah, a pancake stack. And for all those who don't know what we're talking about, just stay till the end of the videos and you'll know what we're talking about, okay?
Exactly.
But I want to shout out Zaina B. I want to shout out Myra. I want to shout out Aisha Fatima from West Philly.
Wa alaikum salam.
And
I beat you to it.
Yeah. I also want to shout out FA 6534.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a full name there. And I also want to shout out, oh my God, there's a lot actually.
I told you.
Zaka 2968. And shout out to all those people who left the pancake emoji.
And special shout out to Allison 2568, because although you didn't leave us a pancake emoji, you mm-hmm. did. You were the first to comment on last week's episode.
Yeah, shout out to the first commenters too.
These comments are funny this week, like the last episode. What I'm just reading them now. I didn't see them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a response to the question I had last week about like how the UK Muslims are. And this is from, y'all always put your names in here, man. S-WF1VF. And he wrote, don't worry, we good in the UK. They can't do anything in London, maybe some small cities, but the EDL tried to do it in Birmingham and the Midlands last year and got battered and ran off.
Who's EDL?
That was like the, it's like a white supremacist group, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, I knew it. I knew the UK people out there, the UK Muslims out there were holding strong, man. They can't do nothing to them, okay?
Since there's a lot of lies and fake news being spread to spread Muslim hate and causing tensions.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's going on for everything these days. Like we talk about the AI videos and stuff. So Zaka 2968 or 2698, who also left a pancake emoji earlier, said, who starts listening to a podcast and doesn't finish it? Apparently, Sara. She has mentioned that she does not. Actually, you know what? It's always, the last few minutes, sometimes I will kind of let, if it starts trailing off, I will kind of just leave it and be like, you know what? I've heard all I need.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't finish all my podcasts. Mm-hmm. I like start, maybe go halfway through. Yeah. Depends, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she also said, I'm a Somali from London. Yes, we have a large community here, alhamdulillah. But when there are thousands of people at a hate march that want you dead, that is terrifying. We unfortunately have a lot of knife crime here.
Yes.
Side note, when you start doing the 1,000-pound plus giveaway, sign me up. We are not KSI, okay? That is not happening here.
But yeah, London is known for getting a lot of people get stabbed.
Yeah, but I feel like that's more like gang violence. No? It's like between gangs.
Are there
like
a lot of gangs in London?
Young people. I don't know if that happens. If it happened, like with one of the people in that protest, there'd be a lot of like pushback or there'd be a lot going down for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess there is another perspective here. She just say it felt kind of unsafe there. But alhamdulillah, I don't think there was too much that happened from what I've heard.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything after the march.
Yeah. I did see like a couple funny TikToks where like a black dude like found his white friend at the protest.
Crazy.
And he like filmed him, walked up to him, was like, "What are you doing here?" And like, the white dude's like from his hood, and they has a bunch of black friends. So he's like, "What are you doing here?" And he called him out. You can see like the shock on his face, and he's like, "Just watch till you come back," because he has to come back to his neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was funny. That was one funny thing I saw that came out of it. Okay, so let's go back to a previous episode. My throat is gone, but yeah, from the last episode, there was a comment. This is a love bombing and gaslighting episode 180. The comment I wanted to reply to, it was actually in regards to the cats from Zahra. She said, "I love cat voids. I find they're so playful and the mini panther look is great, but no one else agrees with me. Haha." How are you guys going to deal with the space for the cats to play in an apartment and a good spot for the litter box? So thankfully the space that I was able to get is pretty big. Like it's around like a little under 1,000 square feet. So we don't feel too cramped, especially with the two cats. We got them a nice cat tower that's like in the middle of the space, which cats like because they like to have a good vantage point. And when it came to like the litter boxes, we have two bathrooms. So one of them is in a bathroom, which is our main bathroom that we use. So like we want to make sure that even if it does smell a little bit, because you know, one of the cats, their poos be rank, okay?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that one we keep in our main bathroom, and the second one we keep in a closet that we just always like leave slightly ajar, so at least the smells are isolated in a way, and they're not in places where if a guest were to come over, like they're staying there for the most part.
But is there clothes or?
No, there's no clothes there
or
anything that could get affected by the smell.
Could attach to.
Yeah, and we do have an air filter
purifier,
which is like air purifier, which is always like on full blast, so that kind of takes care of that too.
Myra333, oh, you commented on this that week, this the last
oh my, you know, god, you're made...
your regular commenter, okay, hi. She said, "All this 30s talk got me so scared, LMAO. I've been hitting the gym for this reason only, for real." See what you did, Amir?
Yeah, hey, got, I've been hitting scared. Gym too, but it won't save you when you pull a muscle, okay? It's definitely not fun.
Oh, gosh.
But definitely stretch. Stretch is a big part of it. Stretching is... I'm definitely adding that to my routine, like stretching every day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for always commenting, though, because we do actually find enjoyment reading them. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all are so funny, and you leave really insightful comments as well. So continue to do that, and we will continue to read them and give you guys shout-outs. And...
Should you tell them something else in the comments?
Huh? Oh, another emoji? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me look at my emojis and I will pick one. Let's see. What do we have?
Let's pick one first.
You know what? I'm going to swipe and then just tell me when to stop, okay?
Mm-hmm. Stop. Paw prints?
It's a rat.
Is it a rat?
What? The white mouse.
Let's do the paw prints instead.
Or should we do the sloth?
Sloth?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a sloth. Let's see who has that.
Do you have a sloth? You should have a sloth.
Do I? I think I do.
You have a sloth?
Yeah, I have a sloth.
All right.
It's not a sloth. I think it's a honey badger.
It's literally hanging from a branch.
Wait, what? Which one?
Yeah, look. Beside the skunk.
Oh, shoot. No, one second. I do have that.
Yeah. All right. So this week, if you've made it to this part of the episode, first of all, we actually didn't mention this in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You got a checklist now, okay? So if you've already subscribed, amazing. Leave a sloth so that we know that you're a subscriber and you're commenting, so you got that out of the way. Mm-hmm. And then don't forget the thumbs up, because, you know, that helps us as well. And as we branch into more episodes in the future, and inshallah, when we get more sponsorships, this will help us a lot. And we can actually say that we have a pretty good relationship with our viewers. So
yeah,
thumbs up, subscribe, comment. And then this week's emoji is going to be a sloth.
Shout out to all the sloths. I don't know. Okay, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.